إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وكرِّم على عبدك المصطفى سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الأطهار وأصحابه الأخيار ومن تبعهم بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أما بعد فيا عباد الله إني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله لا إله إلا الله. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has honored us and blessed us and given us the gift of Jum'ah, this blessed day in which we can come together as a community, from our youngest members of our community to our noble and respected elders and everything in between. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has bestowed blessings beyond calculation. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you try to enumerate the blessings of Allah ta'ala, you will not be able to fathom them all. Alhamdulillah. And we send peace and blessings upon our noble and beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who guided us to every goodness, and who warned us of every evil, and gave us the complete guidance until the end of time. May Allah send His infinite peace and blessings upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you all to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret and in public, when we are together and when we are alone. Because even when we are alone, Allah ta'ala is aware of all that we do. As was mentioned by Brother Farhad in the announcements, Ramadan is fast approaching. The blessed month of Ramadan that we all know and love dearly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the blessing leading up to Ramadan that we are currently in the sacred month of Rajab. We are in the sacred and holy month of Rajab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an that out of the 12 months of the year, 4 are sacred. 4 are sacred. Allah ta'ala says in the Qur'an, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. Allah Ta'ala tells us the sacred and divine system that He has put into place, Jalla fi Ula. He says Allah decrees that there are 12 months ordained in Allah's book on the day when He created the heavens and earth. 4 months of which are sacred. This is the upright religion. So do not wrong your own selves in these months. The month of Rajab is one of the sacred and inviolable and holy months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are about halfway through it. And Allah ta'ala gives us these moments and gives us these opportunities to reflect upon where we are in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the month of Rajab, 2 months before Ramadan. So it gives us the opportunity to set ourselves right with Allah ta'ala and to ask ourselves the critical question, how am I with Allah? How am I with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What ways can I improve? How can I change? How can I get ever closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he tells us a beautiful story to highlight the importance of setting ourselves right with Allah ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, imagine a man in the middle of the desert, in the middle of this barren desert with his camel. And he's traveling through this barren desert with no land or no habitation in sight, no village or city. And the camel runs away with all of his food, with all of his water, his ability to transport himself quickly on the back of the camel. The camel just makes a break for it and runs off. And the man is unable to catch his camel. So he comes to the difficult conclusion that I'm stranded in the middle of a desert and my camel is gone and all that I have is gone. I don't have any water. I don't have any food. So he comes to the conclusion that he can't survive. And he digs his own grave. And he lies down in this grave and he prepares himself to pass on from hunger and thirst. Imagine that moment, the difficulty of that moment. He's digging his own grave with his hands. And then he lies down in it and he just accepts the bitter truth. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, he wakes up and his camel has come back to him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the man is so overjoyed, he's so exuberant that he messes up what he meant to say. And he says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Says, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. It's a grave mistake. But he was so exuberant that he couldn't really keep track of what he was saying out of his joy and happiness that his life has now been saved. His camel is back. And we have moments like that where we're so overjoyed that we sometimes might say something out of turn. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, can you imagine the happiness of this man at that moment? And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more pleased with his servant when they make tawbah, when they repent to Allah ta'ala, than this man was at that moment when his camel came back to him. Allah ta'ala is more pleased. We need to think about that. He is more pleased with a servant that turns back to him than this man is when his camel returned back and his life was saved. That's the mercy of Allah ta'ala. That's the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us the importance of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have an opportunity now in this blessed and sacred month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn back to Him in repentance, in tawbah, in rectifying our actions and our state with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like in life, just like if we have a big exam, or if there's a wedding celebration, or someone is preparing for something physical like a marathon, we don't start preparing for it the night before. If someone said, I'm getting married tomorrow, they said, oh, where are you doing it? Oh, I haven't figured out where I'm going to hold it, in what hall, and so on and so forth. We would say, are you crazy? You haven't figured all that out yet? With something as great and blessed and beneficial and fruitful as the month of Ramadan, the intelligent person doesn't prepare themselves just the night before. And the more a person prepares themselves and gets their affairs in order, the more it is smooth sailing once it comes along. So we are in this holy month of Rajab. We need to begin to set ourselves right for the month of Ramadan, so that when that blessed month comes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours His gifts and His blessing and His mercy and His forgiveness that He gives to His righteous servants in that month, that we have prepared ourselves for that. And the first step of preparation for all of us, my dear brothers and sisters, is to turn back to Allah, to get our hearts right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get ourselves straight for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, the secret to success, the secret to success, and the key to opening the door of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is repentance, my dear brothers and sisters. It is repentance. Allah says, all you believers, repent, all of you, collectively, everyone, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what is the result of that, O Allah? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may be successful. So that you may prosper. That the path of prosperity, the way to reaching falah, to reaching the success and prosperity, is through the door of tawbah, of repentance back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man once came to a sheikh. There was a knowledgeable sheikh. And he comes to the Shaykh and he says, Shaykh, the land that I'm coming from, we've been suffering from drought. We've had a long time where we haven't had rain. And obviously that affects every aspect of life. So Shaykh, what should we do? And the Shaykh said, tell the people of your village when you go back that everyone should make istighfar. That everyone should repent to Allah and seek Allah's forgiveness. Another man came to the same Shaykh and complained to the Shaykh of the inability to have children. So the man said, I've been married for a while and we haven't had any children yet. What should we do? And the Shaykh said, when you go home, make istighfar. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. A third person came and complained to the Shaykh of poverty, of not having enough wealth to sustain oneself. And once again the Shaykh said, make istighfar. So people started to get a little bit suspicious. They said, does this Shaykh just have one answer for every question? Somebody comes about drought, istighfar. Someone comes about inability to have children, he says istighfar. Someone comes complaining of wealth, istighfar. Does this Shaykh just give one answer, or what's the deal? So they asked the Shaykh, they said, Shaykh, what's going on? Why do you keep telling everyone istighfar, istighfar, istighfar? Seek Allah's forgiveness, seek Allah's forgiveness. He said, do you not read the book of Allah Ta'ala? On the tongue of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, when Allah says in the Quran, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. He said, do you not read the book of Allah Ta'ala? Where He says, on the tongue of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, so I said, seek the forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, He is forgiving. Then what's the result? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will make the heavens rain upon you. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And He will support you, He will aid you and assist you with what? With wealth and with children, with progeny. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And He will provide you with gardens and rivers. But the condition is what? Istighfar. Is seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. That as human beings we make mistakes. And it is out of Allah's mercy that we have something like Ramadan that comes every year that recharges us and allows us to refocus our direction. But we make mistakes, it's inevitable. But those mistakes become burdens upon us between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we seek Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, the pages are cleaned up and we're able to turn over a new leaf with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, the one who repents from a sin is just like someone who's never committed that sin. Look at Allah ta'ala's mercy. Right? And some of us, we fall into sins. May Allah forgive us all, that we would be extremely, extremely embarrassed from anyone finding out about. So we seek Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. And through Allah's mercy, perhaps He will wipe it from our record so that it's not even mentioned on the Day of Judgment when we stand before Allah ta'ala. But we have to do our part. We have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to make our effort. And the story shared by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that many of us know, regarding a man who committed heinous crimes. He committed heinous crimes. This man killed 99 people. What a terrible thing to do. And he goes to a person, a pious person, a righteous person, and he asks, he said, I've killed 99 people. Can I make tawbah? Is there a way for me to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the righteous man was appalled. You did what? You killed 19? If you kill one person, Allah ta'ala says, it's as if you've killed all of humanity. You've killed 99? He said, there's no hope that you'll be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man got annoyed and he killed the righteous abid and he made it an even 100. La ilaha illallah. So then he goes to a scholar, someone who had more knowledge of the scriptures. And he said, I've killed 100 people. Terrible crime. Is there an opportunity for me to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness? And the scholar said, has Allah's door ever been closed to ask if it can be opened? In other words, the door of Allah's mercy and forgiveness is open for whoever seeks it, for whoever looks for it. Allah's door of mercy is open. But then the scholar gave him wonderful advice. He said, this area, it's a bad influence on you. The people in this town, it's not a good environment for your well-being and your tawbah. So travel to another town where there's good people and make tawbah there and ask Allah's forgiveness there, and inshallah it will be accepted from you. So the man set on his way. So he's walking, he's going, you know, traveling the old way they used to do from one place to another. On his way there, the decree of Allah reaches him and he passes away. He dies on the road. So the angel of paradise and the angel of hellfire come together to discuss, where do we take this man's soul? He killed 100 people. It's a huge crime. So the angel of hellfire says he committed many, many sins, major sins. Then the angel of paradise says, yes, but he was on his way to asking Allah for forgiveness. So then they say, okay, let's calculate the distance between the two cities, the city of his crime and the city of his tawbah. And depending on which one he's closer to, we'll take him. If he's closer to the city of his crimes, then he'll be held accountable for his crimes. If he's closer to the city of his tawbah, then we'll take it as if his tawbah has been accepted. So they calculated the distance between the two. And they found that the man was just slightly closer to the city of his tawbah. And his tawbah was accepted. In one narration from the Prophet ﷺ, I want us all to think about this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs us that Allah Ta'ala rolled up the earth and pushed him closer to the city of his tawbah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set it up in the way so that when the angels found him, he would be closer, even though he wasn't at the time of his death, that he would be closer to the city of his tawbah, of his repentance. Allah Ta'ala is merciful, dear brothers and sisters, but we have to make an effort. We have to make an effort. And we all have things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we would love to be forgiven. But we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he tells us of many benefits that come from seeking Allah's forgiveness. Many benefits that come from seeking Allah's forgiveness. In a hadith narrated by Abu Dawood, عن عبد الله ابن العباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. It's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if this was the only hadith that we heard about the benefits of seeking Allah's forgiveness, it would be enough for us. But alhamdulillah, there's so many more, we don't have time to go through too many of them. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever is continuous in seeking Allah's forgiveness, من لزم الاستغفار, who is continuously seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, what is the reward from Allah ta'ala? جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for that person who seeks his forgiveness a way out of every difficult situation. ومن كل هم فرجا, and will give for every anxiety that they have an alleviation. ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب, and will provide for that person from where they never expected. That's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a man, a contemporary man, who was working in a certain industry where they served, it was the service industry. He was a waiter and so forth, and sometimes he would have to serve alcohol. He was a Muslim man, so he wanted to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness from being in that kind of situation where he had to do something that was forbidden. But he was worried because he said, if I quit my job now, I don't know how I'm going to provide for myself. So he asked the Shaykh, he said, Shaykh, this is my situation. He worked in a hotel and he served these kinds of drinks in the hotel. He said, I work at this hotel, but they serve alcohol. But I'm scared that if I quit, I might not find another job. And the Shaykh gave him a beautiful piece of advice, wisdom from the Qur'an. He said, Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make a way out for that person and will provide for that person from where they never expected. But the Shaykh said, look at the words of Allah Ta'ala. The condition is having taqwa of Allah Ta'ala first. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Then what is the response? The promise from Allah Ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You can't expect the way out before having taqwa. But if you're mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sincere in your repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make a way out for you and provide from you where you never expected. That's the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes things easy for us so that we may draw closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make an effort. And the benefits of istighfar, of seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, are numerous. But we have to reflect upon the ways that we can improve. We cannot just be happy with the status quo and say, you know what, I'm happy with where I'm at. It's good enough for me. The Prophet ﷺ, who was protected from Allah Ta'ala from any error, used to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness 70 to 100 times a day. Why? Because he's teaching his ummah the importance of seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and that we should make it a regular practice in our lives, and not to be comfortable with where we're at. There's always room for improvement. And if we take one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes two towards us, Jalla fi'ula. Wallahu yaqulu wa qawluhu al-haqqul mubin. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ وقال تبارك وتعالى فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an, My servants who have harmed your own selves, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Do not despair of Allah's mercy. Allah forgives all sins. He is truly the most forgiving, the most merciful. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'na bima fihi min al-ayati wa al-dhikri al-hakim wa ajarana min khizihi wa adhabihi al-alim aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin fastaghfiruh innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. إن الحمد لله حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا عباد الله إني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله لا إله إلا الله. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us think of one practical thing, one habit that we can improve on. One area in our lives, whether it is leaving something bad or taking on an act of worship that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My parting advice to myself and you all is think of one thing that is manageable in your life and change it for the better. If it's bad, leave it altogether and seek Allah's forgiveness for it. And if it is something good, then increase in that good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and all of us tawfiq bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allah says in the glorious Qur'an, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وكرم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا في مقامنا هذا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضاء إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم فرج كروب المسلمين في كل مكان. Oh Allah, we ask you that you alleviate the suffering of all the believers all over the world. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Allah, that you unite our hearts in love and mercy and compassion. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And that you reconcile between us. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Allah, that you bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and enable us to reach Ramadan. Through your mercy, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal baghi. Ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. Fadhkuru allaha al-azim yadhkurkum. Washkuruhu ala ni'mihi yazidkum. Wa la dhikru allahi akbar. Wa akhimu s-salah.